Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
We were just talking about how tired. I wonder if that's a thing, if it's a weather thing.
Is everyone tired right now?
Yeah, I'm dragging my ass.
This week, it's been a struggle.
Yeah. Well, you got the post-COVID thing you might be dealing with,
right?
I was wondering.
I was like, am I just exhausted from
But Jimmy and I, too, like...
Everyone's tired.
And I'm sleeping, like... I went to bed last night just before 9, like 8:30.
Yeah.
And I was in a coma for about... 4 hours. I got, took a pee and then wide awake at, you know, 3:30. Like, bloop.
Last night was like the first night I actually slept through.
Well, you slept all night?
Like, yeah, the rest of the nights this week I've been like, the dog's been waking up and.
Yeah. I think there is something to the weather change though.
Yeah.
Right?
Does it throw those animals off? Is that why he's getting up too?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the moon doing? Is it in Mercury or whatever?
Gatorade? Retrograde. Might be a thing. We have one more Thanksgiving, but we've given them all away. We're going to Kevin's place after the show today. We met Steve yesterday.
Yeah.
If you want to check out the video, it's up on, it's up on my Facebook, and I believe we shared it over to the Cruise Facebook as well. I enjoy the Thanksgiving. I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah.
The lead singer of this band, Kevin Cronin, celebrating a birthday today. So we grabbed the tune that Ozark made famous again. REO Speedwagon getting us going this morning.
The locker room topic of the day.
So they're forcing old Randy Jason Kenney out today, and they're voting for a new leader of the UCP. It's probably going to be Danielle Smith. I'm kind of at the point, I'm trying not to be so negative about politics because it's too easy. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's May. I said March. It's May.
It's May?
Yeah.
It's just too easy to be negative about it. Right?
Yeah.
And I've said it out loud countless times. I've kind of put all politicians in the same boat, and I think you're going to just get a different version of the same thing. They're all corrupt, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're probably going to get a new leader. I think Justin's done at the end of his term. The next time he calls an election, I think that's it for JT, right? And are we going to get a better option than Justin Trudeau? There's somebody in their truck right now on the white mud screaming at the radio. but I just don't think we are, right? I think we just get a different version of the same criminal mm-hmm. every time, right? So I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to calm myself down about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to be angry about politics and who's leading, it's probably something is going to happen with the new person that's going to just have you shaking your head.
You're never going to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would I thought we would do today, and we'll do ours next. We'll go around the horn. I thought it would be funny to have some fun with the topic today.
Yeah.
And what cartoon character would make a good leader?
So Alberta needs a new leader. Which cartoon character would do the job the best?
I got mine.
Me too.
Mine is actually tied into a song too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got a song for mine. All right. Hang on for it.
Locker room topic of the day.
All right, what cartoon character, before we get to our tech, would make the best leader of Alberta? Jimmy, we'll start with you.
A number of listeners have the same thought at me, Yosemite Sam.
Blast his scuppers! I'll slice his liver out for this!
Yeah, I see Jordan, Jason...
Yeah, that one's come in a bunch
already. Ed, there's a Shannon. A bunch of people have said...
I don't hate the idea.
But Yosemite Sam.
Alberta loves their guns. Yeah. And he's a gun guy.
Grant,
mine is Bender.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
He likes to tell it like it is. He loves drinking, smoking cigars, and you know gambling. And he kind of reminds me of Ralph Klein a little bit.
I
I like Grant's better than Jimmy's, I'll be honest with you.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
mine is Porky Pig.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to play this?
Your favorite Christmas song.
The locker room topic of the day.
What cartoon character would make the best leader of Alberta?
This one's coming a bunch as well. Foghorn Leghorn.
Now what? I say, what's the big idea bashing me on the noggin with a rolling pin?
I see that one.
Yeah, I could absolutely. Foghorn has always been my favorite from Looney Tunes.
Really?
Growing up, everything. He was always my favorite character from the Looney Tunes, yeah. I say son.
Bugs Bunny for me.
Yeah?
It's got to be old Bugs. Bugs would make a good leader, no?
Anytime Foghorn would appear, I was like, yes.
He's in, yeah.
The locker room topic of the day.
What cartoon character would make the best leader of Alberta?
This one came in a bunch already, too. Elmer Fudd.
Shh. Be very quiet. I'm hunting Wabbit.
We kind of already had Elmer, didn't we?
Ryan McQueen, Jay, Just Dave. Some of the people that were saying that one.
Yeah.
And then Slim Chris said, Frank from F is for Family.
And you know what?
Jesus, spit it out!
Bill Burr. That's a good show.
Yeah.
Because it's basically just Bill Burr in cartoon form in the 70s.
Doesn't he do every voice?
I think he only does Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he doesn't have much range, right? So you would know it's obviously him.
That's a good point. He was in Star Wars. It was just a Boston comic version of the character.
He was just a Jedi from Boston.
And you know what? He took that role just to troll because he hates nerds. He took the role just to troll everybody, which I thought was brilliant.
The locker room topic of the day.
The cartoon character that would make a good leader here for Alberta.
Marco said Mayor Adam West from Family Guy.
I've been investigating him for months. It's cost $150,000 of the taxpayers' money, but I'll find the culprits if it costs me $1 million.
Yeah, you have to have a politician that's willing to spend money.
Adam West was so good on that show. It was actually him voicing it, too.
It was actually Adam West?
Yeah, it was actually Adam West that voiced that character, too.
Yeah.
Playing himself.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Locker room topic of the day.
What cartoon character would make an excellent leader here for Alberta?
Jerry the transit driver says Donkey from Shrek.
But I don't have any friends.
Might make a perfect leader.
And he's making waffles.
I'm making waffles.
The locker room topic of the day.
What cartoon character would make a good leader here in Alberta?
Matt from Devon says Randy from South Park.
Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Yeah. Randy Marsh is by far my favorite character on South Park.
Did Cartman come in?
Cartman never came in. No.
Okay.
Yeah. A little surprised.
I got to vote for Cartman. Oh, hang on here. Hang on. I got to start that again.
Give me the chicken. Give me some chicken. What are you doing? I want chicken. Give me some chicken.
Yeah, Cartman's awesome, too.
Very funny.
Two.
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Minnie.
Hey, I will not be ignored.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
All right, we've been doing a theme this month. We've been doing a theme this year. It's listener picks. And October, we always do horror movies, scary movies. For Jimmy, he hates it. He hates scary movies. Avoided them most of his life, and has nightmares the entire month of October.
Like, doing this for Midget at the Movies gives me anxiety. Like,
so on Tuesday when we get back from the long weekend, we'll get a review of a movie he watches on the weekend called Midget at the Movies, and we've been trying to give people themes so that it's easier to come up with an idea for a movie.
Just to focus it a bit.
And I said to the guys last night, I texted Grant and Jimmy, and I said, what are we doing here for the Midget at the Movies? We need a theme. And Grant came back with what I think ties into Thanksgiving. It kind of fits the weekend.
How does it fit Thanksgiving?
Someone's got to kill the turkey.
Like, you use a saw to cut up a turkey.
Yeah.
So saw.
No, gore.
No.
No gore.
Why not the Saw movie, though?
Well, that'll come in, and maybe that's one we pick, right?
Yeah.
But gore,
there's a lot of the Saw movies.
But there's a ton of gore movies,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, that's a really popular genre.
I know this is going to weird you out, but it's just, I love violence, but I hate gore.
You love violence.
like
okay. Put that on your, put that on your Tinder bio. I love violence.
No, I mean in movies.
Violence.
In movies.
I'm okay with violence. I'm okay with a little violence.
I mean in movies, but like when you cut somebody's face off and blood spurting everywhere, I hate that. Like
Have you watched the latest House of Dragon?
No, I'm a couple episodes behind.
Oh, okay. There's
I heard
a scene.
The last one you couldn't even see anything in.
It was really dark. It was. I think there was a point to it, though, because...
Yeah.
Well, I can't really talk about it because there's a lot of people probably not there
don't
yet.
Spoil
right?
it.
But it made sense. The darkness made sense to me. The thing, I'll say this, okay, is this our third or fourth year of making you watch Halloween movies?
I think we've been doing the Halloween thing
for a couple of years now. This is, I think, the third year we've been doing it.
At least.
Yeah, and we've avoided, we've done a lot of the traditional horror movies, right, Grant? We've done, the 80s stuff, and we've done
Halloween
a lot. We've done some newer ones.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, but a lot of it has been kitschy. I think you need to step into this world, Jimmy.
What about the human centipede?
Is that gore?
There's some gore in there.
Yeah.
I watched that as a kid.
No, it came out.
Is that coming in? Are people suggesting that one?
That came out in the 2000s.
Give us
2009.
Give us like a good gore movie though, like something that that has some substance to it. I would never watch the Saw movies. Oh my god!
I watched the Saw movies when I was younger. I enjoyed them.
Thanks.
The last one had Chris Rock in it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't there like Samuel 12 Jackson. Of them? I think so. Yeah.
Someone text in, and it makes actually the most sense for this weekend. Thanksgiving. I think turkey goes nuts and eats people. It's calling it a slasher film, so that's usually means gore.
I don't hate that idea. Now, that's come in a couple of times, actually. Thanksgiving. All right.
Hostel.
If you guys,
that's a gory movie.
If you guys are okay with Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving.
I feel like Thanksgiving is just like kitschy, though, isn't it?
You want something really.
I want something that's going to disturb them. Like Hostel.
I feel like you made me watch that one.
Hostel?
He is doing everything right now to get out of this. You have not seen Hostel. Trust me, I would have remembered that.
Yeah,
I would remember you watching that. That's supposed to be awful.
Yeah,
right?
I remember watching it when it came out, and it was like scarring. There's one scene that sticks out in my head when he cuts the guy's Achilles tendons.
All right, well, we have some thinking to do, okay? We're getting a bunch of texts on this, too.
3.
I shall call him Minnie.
I will not be ignored.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Is there anything in there that sort of appeals to us from the gore slasher side of things?
There's a lot of options. A movie called Strangeland, which has Dee Snider in it.
Okay.
Ed said his wife watched it 15 years ago and still has nightmares.
Oh, Children of the Corn. Is that a slasher, though? That's not really a slasher.
No.
Haven't we made you watch... How have we not made you watch Children of the Corn?
A bunch of people have said, like...
Put a pin in that one.
Just Rob Zombie movies. Like one of the Rob Zombie films.
Yeah. Here's what I think we should do. Jimmy, out of all of this stuff, in that genre, is there anything here that appeals to you or that you think you could wrap your head around watching?
No. Hostel came in again.
Hostel keeps coming in.
Yeah. Lindley said it's like Saw, but on steroids. There's naked women in it.
Yeah, and then they probably cut them in half.
Jimmy, we got to pick one here. How are we going to do this?
Like, I really have a choice.
What would you lean towards on this list that's been sent in?
You know what? Here's what I think.
Nightmare Before Christmas. That hasn't come in, but
that's not a slasher movie. I don't know. Let's do Hostel. Here's the thing: you got to jump in with both feet if you're going to do it. Do it well.
Are you joining me?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I can't watch that stuff. No way.
But I'm not crazy.
What about a massacre? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That came in a few times.
What about one of those?
Those ones hit a little too close to home, though. Like, there's a lot of Tabor vibes in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Is that easier? Could you wrap your head around that?
I can't wrap my head around any of this, so...
Well, if we're going for gore...
What do you think, Grant? He's not going to be able to pick. I thought maybe we'd give him a little bit of a say, but he's shying away from
Hostel
that.
Keeps coming in.
Yeah.
Walter just texted it in.
All right, we'll go with Hostel then.
Can you live stream this one, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Have you watching it in your own?
No. No.
You don't want to pee on camera?
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So again, I'd like to point out that me specifically, not so much Grant and Jimmy, but I quite often I'll be very negative about politics and decisions made by politicians. I bring up the unintended consequences a lot of times, and I try not to be so cynical. It's kind of in my nature. So when there is something positive that is done, I think it's important, especially for somebody like me, to highlight it. And I think that this is huge. And I think this is something that that we should be proud of. And it's happening first in Alberta. Mm-hmm. So the government is regulating psychedelic drugs for therapy.
Yeah.
They put some controls on it, obviously. It's not going to be like you're going to be able to go into your doctor and go, can I get a bag of mushrooms, please?
No, it's got to be so... your doctor or a researcher can apply to Health Canada and say, hey, you know, Locke's got a lot of issues from his childhood.
Yeah. Childhood trauma.
So we want to try something different with him. Can we apply to get like a license to basically do a clinical study on him using psilocybins?
The fact that we're out in front of this and we're sort of leading the way in it is unbelievable. I think it's fantastic. It's a step in the right direction, and it's worth pointing out that I think they need to continue down this path.
Yeah, first place in Canada to regulate the use of psychedelic drugs for therapy.
So they're
PTSD.
Talking psilocybin, which obviously everybody knows that the more traditional term for that, magic mushrooms, LSD. Ketamine. So a lot of study has been done with the effects of LSD and magic mushrooms and psychedelics on post-traumatic stress disorders, anxiety and depression issues and things like that. So this is good. I wanted to say it.
Everyone's microdosing already. Might as well get some clinical studies done on it, right?
You know what? It's helped a lot of people, and I think. It's the same thing I said when we legalized weed. It was like, you know what? There's going to be a time where we look back and go, wow, why didn't we do this sooner? Because I think it's a much safer method of pain control than a lot of the drugs that are available out there, right? And the fact that we're doing it first, good for us. You wanted to say something. You looked like you wanted to say something.
Yeah, because the thing is, like with these drugs, like any of it, It also depends on the person on how they react to it, like with microdosing or with any of it.
That's why they're studying it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to take anything. No one's forcing you. I know you're anti-drug.
I'm actually thinking of taking a hallucinogen before doing this movie on the weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Or at least, okay. At least I've mushrooms. I've got some weed too. So I've got some weed edibles in the fridge.
Why do you have weed?
I have a connection.
He's dabbling. So he's bought the stuff like, now.
Monday when watching this movie, it might be a good idea to do maybe a little bit of my edibles.
So he's got them in the fridge now.
Okay.
And that's, you know, he's working his way up to it.
Do me a favor. If you do that, let's just not do it on do it. You can say you did it, just don't do it on camera. I'm still not sure about the rules on that.
Okay, so when I live stream, don't
I think you can smoke a joint while you're doing that.
No, I've got edibles.
Yeah, I'm worried about where you got the edibles. That's all.
I'm sure
they're legal. They're in packages that you get from a store.
Okay, good. It wasn't something that
no frills.
No, it isn't. It isn't like
Grandma White made for you.
Yeah, no, it's not an edible that's 200% or whatever, 200 grams. It's a 10 gram or whatever.
Okay, so actually we'll mention that now because we have been having this discussion. We made Jimmy watch Friday the 13th one time and we live streamed it and it was quite entertaining. So for Midget at the Movies this weekend, a bunch of people picked Hostel, which apparently is like Saw on steroids is what we're hearing. So he's going to watch that Monday, October 10th. At 1 o'clock, and you're going to do a Facebook Live of it?
Yes.
And now he's taking edibles.
Because the last time this I did a Facebook better. Live of the Friday 13th, I had that really weird droopy of that wire that was holding the phone up, so it kept bending down, and all you could see was
the whole live stream was my junk.
Yeah. So I've got a better tripod,
better setup. Okay, yep. Good, excellent. Thanks for pointing that out. So that's Monday, and do me a favor, because people may want to get the movie. You're going to watch the original Hostel?
Yeah, that's what was suggested by half our listeners.
So the original Hostel, and you're going to start it right at 1 o'clock. So start the live stream a little bit early.
Yeah, I'm going to start it
and people can
around 1 o'clock,
tune in and maybe watch the movie with you, right? So that they have an idea.
You're not going to see the movie in the background. It's just going to be focused directly on me.
There you go. Wear something other than
just tidy whities.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Do we need that?
Gets the viewers in.
That's a tradition.
Yeah.
We got to keep with tradition.
All right.
Stick with tradition.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Well, we are now 6 days into Sober October. Have you been participating? If so, how are you feeling? A little foggy? Are you having a hard time remembering the names of your loved ones? Do you find yourself telling the same stories over and over? Or do you keep forgetting to turn the stove off? Well, that might be because of this study that came out that claims that abstaining from alcohol could raise your risk of dementia.
What?
The type of alcohol, beer, wine, or liquor doesn't matter, by the way. They just found that light to moderate drinkers didn't end up with dementia at the same rate as those who never drank. See, there's the catch, light to moderate. That's why people are looking at this study and saying it's fake news. Fake news, fake news, because they've met James Peter White 15 times and he still forgets them every time he meets them. Right? So they're like, this isn't true. Well, just forget about that fine print and say if you don't drink alcohol, you'll probably get dementia. You can't forget what you can't remember is how it goes, I think. So to sum it all up, if you would like to remember your grandchildren's names when you're older, you should probably have a beer for breakfast. It's science. Listen to the science, everybody. The Grant Report is brought to you by Jimmy's live stream of the movie Hostel.
Yeah.
1 p.m. on Monday, he'll be putting on the tidy whities, popping an edible, making some Tabor popcorn, and live streaming the whole thing. Don't miss out.
I'm a fan of the Reese's penises.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
We brought back Thanksgiving this year. Went out yesterday. We're going out again today. It's our final one. Going to Kevin's place right after the show. Steve, we raided his pantry yesterday. Raised a little bit of money there. Some donations for the food bank.
Yeah.
So appreciate that. Steve, though, I have to thank him. I don't know if he's listening right now, but he was a longtime Bud listener or Bud drinker and ended up switching beers because Bud's kind of expensive.
Bud's expensive, man.
It is, yeah.
I look at the Bud and I'm like, it's considerably more expensive.
It's like $78, $80 or whatever for a 48 pack.
Yeah, and is it that much better than Pilsner or whatever? Like,
well, I'm such a habit. Like, I'm such a guy of routine, right? So anyway, we popped in and he said, "You guys want to stick around for a beer?" And he pulled out Busch.
Yeah,
and we had a Busch with him after we executed our Thanksgiving, and I'm a fan.
Yeah, Busch is good.
I can't remember the last time I had a Busch.
We had a beer delivery that we had got a case of Busch from the beer fairy a couple years ago.
Okay,
but I think like we got
because they're made by the same Corona. Company,
made by Bud.
That company's Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch. So, they're made out of the same people that make Bud.
But I think that time, we took Busch and you took Corona, maybe. But
how much is it? Like,
it's around the same price as like Pilsner.
Is it okay? Yeah. So $20 for like a 15-pack or whatever,
something like that. The only thing about Busch is I did go through a Busch stage. I found that it filled, like it bloated me a little bit.
Did it? Okay. Yeah. Well, I wasn't planning on going full Busch, right?
You're not going full 70s.
I'm not going full 70s, but
sprinkle some in.
I do have to occasionally get the bridge pack.
Mm.
So I was thinking maybe a Busch bridge pack would be the way to go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It is only 4.3. percent.
It's a little lower.
So, but yeah, so you drink Bud Light anyways, which is like 4%.
Which is a little bit, I think it's a little lower already.
So you can get your Bud Light 48 pack from Costco.
Yeah.
And then 7 days later, you can get your 24 of Busch.
Yeah. Or a 15.
15.
Thank you, Steve. Introducing us to the Busch.
Time now for some words from the spiritual leader of the locker room. Please remove your hats. Here's Pastor Jimmy.
Jason Randy Kenny is our leader no more. Let's pause and reflect on this uncertain world we are in. The COVID pandemic is coming to an end. Albertans are protesting Alberta. Canadians are protesting Alberta. We're in trouble. Revelations 16:14 says, "For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them in a battle for the great day of the God Almighty." We are waiting for a new leader to give us hope. But is there hope? Our Prime Minister sings a Queen song at a royal funeral. Is there hope? Our premier, who used to barbecue at the Stampede, is gone. Is there hope? Alberta gas prices going up on the long weekend. Is there hope? Trump, who could have saved Alberta, is no longer president. Is there hope? We will have a new leader today. Is there hope? We'll see. Let hope reign. Amen.
It's pretty doom and gloom.
That's where we're at, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Pastor Jimmy striking the tone of the day. Come on! Sing it with me, Pastor Jimmy.
This morning when I rode, yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
This morning when I rode,
yeah.
This morning when I rode,
I'm feeling it.
Come on. Woo!
like we're in Tabor for Corn Fest.
There you go. That needed to happen.
And, yeah, you guys are a bunch of idiots.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Okay. Shove it up your ass.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Do you have any of the details in front of you, Grant, on the settlement?
So, yeah, 2021, Alex Baldwin accidentally kills a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust, right? Gun goes off, not supposed to, kills the woman. The family, her family had basically launched a wrongful death lawsuit against him and a bunch of other people involved in the movie.
Yes.
They settled that yesterday.
Out of court.
They said, we reached a settlement subject to approval for the wrongful death, so we're withdrawing that. They didn't say what they got as far as money goes or whatever.
The money's for her kids is what I was reading.
And one of the things that was kind of interesting in there is that her husband... now going to be an executive producer on the movie, which they're going to continue making.
That was what really jumped out for me.
The thing is because I read in an article that as a producer, he gets profits in the film. So he gets a percentage
of box office, all
that kind of stuff.
I understand that.
So,
I mean,
they probably got a payout, and this is an addition to the payout.
Okay, yeah.
When I first I was like, did he just use her death as a way to get into the Hollywood, but into the movie business? But what they were saying was that basically they're looking at finishing the movie as a tribute to her now. So, like, we don't want her to have died for nothing.
Oh, okay.
We're going to finish this movie, and he wants to be involved with how it gets finalized, I guess. So
okay,
yeah.
Okay, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah, most people thought they would never finish that movie.
Well, that's what I thought. I had the same sort of feeling. They walk away from stuff for much less.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and this wasn't a big budget movie or anything.
I don't think so.
But the thing is, though, is they also did the same thing when Brandon Lee died. In shooting the movie Crow, he died before the end of the movie.
That's a good point, Jimmy. I believe
the Lee family did get a percentage of the, like, as a part of a settlement as well.
Okay, so we have a template.
They finished the movie without him. Like, they had a couple of scenes where they had a stand-in pretending to be him.
I mean, they finished Wagons East without John Candy, right? He died. I mean, they shouldn't have finished that movie, but he died before they finished that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a terrible movie.
Well, hopefully this movie's good.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's...
Well, think about how many people are going to watch it now, too.
That's a good point,
right?
Too, I guess.
I think a lot of people will check this movie out just because of what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's been settled.
Yeah.
So the money that they settled is going to her kids.
Yeah.
And then the husband is going to get a chunk of the profits from the movie
as an executive producer.
And they're going to start filming again in January. They were in New Mexico, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah. And the director, who was also hurt at the time, is back to finish the movie as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe this is a good way of wrapping it up. When I heard that they were going to start filming again, I was like, what?
Yeah, it seemed a little crazy.
That would be hard to go back to. But I guess now that, I have a better understanding of it now. And I've forgotten about that. That's right. And that Crow movie is actually a decent flick.
Yeah.
That one where he was killed. They did some sequels
that were horrible.
No, but the original was actually pretty decent. Yeah.
We're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Don't let me forget. We got to give away the tickets.
Yes.
Okay. For Monster Pro Wrestling.
Good morning.
How you doing, Massive?
I'm doing great. How are you, Locke?
Pretty good. You got a show on Friday.
Friday, 7:30 p.m. We want to give people a little bit of time to get there, so changed it up a little bit.
Is it free stuffing at the door?
I heard Jimmy is going to be stuffing someone or something. I can't really get into the details.
Okay. But. Oh, there we go.
He actually is supposed to bring your own stuffing to throw onto the ring. So just put it in your pocket and bring it.
Stove top stuffing is it's easy for you to say, Locke. That's going to be a huge seller this weekend. All the Safeways are going to be out of stock. Get it now. Can you give us any idea, without giving things away, about what the storyline is going to be this Friday night?
Well, that little bugger Jimmy somehow lured Bobby Brake into the Carnival of Chaos, and he is now an evil character. So the Spear Squad is officially split up.
What?
I heard Mighty KC is coming to deal with Bobby Brake. Last month, you guys missed it, Blake Cannon won beat Wrath for the heavyweight title.
Wow.
So things have actually changed quite a bit since last month. So we've got we got a new heavyweight champion in town that's people would love to get a shot at that title. Wrath hasn't really been seen or heard of since. I think he took it pretty tough. Now we got the Carnival of Chaos with a pretty good wrestler in their stable with Bobby Brake. So there's going to be a lot of interesting changes, I think. So it's definitely not a show you want to miss.
Okay, excellent. And you're going to stick with the Fridays?
Yeah, Fridays are good. You know, there's other promotions in town running Saturdays, so we figured let's go on Fridays. It gives people at least an option if they could come see us. So.
Same venue, Rogers Place?
I wish. Alberta Ave Community Hall, that is our Rogers Center.
The Monster Dome.
And you can still get your Giant Jim shirts, too.
Yeah, Giant Peter shirts, too. Available.
Nice. You guys have Giant Peter shirts? I can't wait. I want one.
We do. We have them on for sale. We'll send you the link, Massive.
Yeah.
They're selling like crazy.
I thought I could get them at the show. Now I'm disappointed. You'd be able to get my hands on them.
We got to give away some tickets, speaking of the show. So do that now. So text Jimmy, 780-989-0957. If you can tell us what Jimmy's real name is, not Giant Peter, he'll give you a pair of tickets. All right? Does that work well?
That works for me.
We're turning this into a contest, Massive.
I love it. That's the way it's done, boys.
All right, brother. You have a good show tomorrow, okay?
We will. Thanks, everybody.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So the EU, the European Union, is moving ahead to standardized phone chargers by 2024. So they're making everybody with a phone go to
Apple, Samsung, Google, you all have to have the same phone charger.
And it won't be the
Apple. Which is awesome.
It won't be the Apple one.
No, it's going to be like a USB, which is supposed to be universal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing with the Apple ones is the fact they're the fast charge, where they charge, you know, a lot faster.
We gotta slow that down.
Okay.
The fast chargers charge faster.
No, but a lot in the USB, like the micro USB is a lot slower.
Well, I'm sure
than the faster one.
I'm sure they'll come out with with some sort of universal one that's fast and everything, right? I noticed this because we just got new iPhones, I don't know, a month ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And they don't give you a charging block anymore when you buy one. They give you the cord, but no charging block. And the woman was saying something about, because they're going to be changing all the chargers soon anyways. Now they're not doing that. But
yeah.
Yeah. So I was laughing too, because the European Parliament voted 602-13 in favor. I'm like, who are those 13 people that voted against it?
The ones with iPhones.
Yeah.
Or they ones love Samsung over in Europe.
Apple's paying for them.
Yeah. What's the name of the chart? It's USB, but it's got a name. People will know it. Because I recognize
like the USB-C.
Yes. That's what it is. So, that charger is available in Canada. Like, we need that for some things. Like, I know I got a set of ear pods that I bought. They're not the expensive ones.
Yeah.
But they're like a cheaper thing. Mm-hmm. And they're charged with that C. Yeah,
my
thing.
One of my lightsabers is a USB-C.
Well, you'll be covered in Europe.
You'll be good.
When you're on the road.
Yeah, you can go to Germany.
When you're going to Jedi training in Switzerland. I hope they do this here.
Oh, me too.
Because the idea, their plan is to get everybody, like laptops, everybody on the same charger. It's not just phones, everybody.
Why I'm thinking it'll happen here is if Apple and Samsung have to redesign their phones anyways to have a different charger, why wouldn't they just do that here too, maybe?
Yeah. Although, I mean, it's different over there. A lot of stuff is different.
I mean,
even
the power
plugins.
And everything. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to take adapters when you go.
Yeah.
When we traveled, and that was a first for me. I'd never been to Europe. My kids have been all over the damn planet. I've been paying for it. And then when I told them I'd never been to Europe, they were like, really, Dad?
We go every year, spring break. You paid for it several times.
But you've sent us all over the world. Guess what? Guess what Dad's doing?
Working
his ass off so you can travel around the world. I think this would be something that we do adopt here.
Yeah, and it's also, it's wasteful, is what they're saying. Like, all these different chargers, new chargers every year.
And you go to the store to try to buy something. Yeah, I like it. I think it's a smart move.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Yeah, but the thing with the Apple ones is the fact they're the fast charge where they charge, a lot faster.
I said it was like a John Madden moment. Like, in order to win this football game, you're going to have to score more touchdowns than the other team.
People are not happy with you on the fast charge comment.
You said that Apple iPhones charge faster than Samsung's bunch of techs. Please tell me you were kidding. Apple Lightning cords suck. USB-C is super fast charging. My Galaxy Ultra charges in 1 hour or less.
Wow.
Another person said, Cam said, I have a Samsung with a USB-C 20-watt charger. It can be completely dead to full charge in 30 minutes.
When you said I had a feeling like
the
you were
charger that I got
wrong.
With this phone, which is the 12, charges my phone from dead to full in about 30 minutes.
Okay. I don't have that. I have a fast block, but it's not 30 minutes. It's an hour and a half. And it's the fast quarter in the fast block. It's the bigger block. Do you have the bigger block?
Yeah. But
and you're saying in 30 minutes?
In 30 minutes.
I think that there's probably technology within that USC or whatever it is, USB-C, mm-hmm. that is going to be fast as well, right? There'll be options there. Anyway, we can move on.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. On time and under budget. Sounds like it too.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.